This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation today pays tribute to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during terrorist attack 24 years ago on the 13th of December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House. Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi, and other members of the Parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. In a social media post, the President Draupadi Murmu said the nation salutes the courage, valour and sacrifice of the heroes whose devotion to duty continues to guide India's national spirit. She added that the country remains forever indebted to the martyrs and their families. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan paid homage to the brave security personnel who laid down their lives while protecting Parliament during the terrorist attack on this day in 2001. In a social media post, Mr. Shah remembered the indomitable valour and courage of the security forces at that time. He added that the nation will forever remain indebted to the sacrifice and martyrdom of the heroic warriors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlighted how the brave security personnel stood as an unbreakable shield during the cowardly terror attack on Parliament House. He said that their courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering sense of duty will forever live in the nation's conscience and inspire the country's resolve. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan has asserted that the Indian Defence Forces are committed to adapting to changing environment and imbibing reforms to remain ready and relevant. General Anil Chauhan said war and warfare is the tip of a major revolution. Addressing the Combined Graduation Parade, CGP, of the 216th course held at the Air Force Academy at Dundigal near Hyderabad today, the CDS said India's strength rests on robust institutions, democratic stability and unwavering professionalism of the armed forces. General Chauhan said the intensity of operations may have subsided, but Operation Sindoor continues.
He also joined the Air Force at a moment when a new normal has firmly taken shape, an era defined by high degree of operational preparedness 24/7, 365 days. The intensity of operations may have ebbed, but Operation Sindoor continues. Our strength will lie in the ability to remain alert, agile and prepared every hour, every day. Making victory a habit should be part of this new normal. Today, each one of you stands as a proud representative of that strength, ready to uphold the nation's resolve.
In Kerala local body elections, opposition United Democratic Front and ruling Left Democratic Front are leading in most of the districts, while BJP-led NDA has made significant lead in Thiruvananthapuram Corporation. The election results, which are still unfolding, indicate a highly competitive race between the LDF and UDF, while the NDA has also made its strong presence felt in certain regions. In the six city corporations, ruling LDF is trailing in all corporations except Kozhikode. NDA is leading in Thiruvananthapuram as NDA has emerged as a notable contender, showing gains in the city, suggesting a shift in political dynamics. Amid deteriorating air quality in Delhi NCR, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has invoked Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, with immediate effect. The decision was taken after the air quality index in the city crossed the severe category mark this morning. This is in addition to the actions under stages 1 and 2 of extend GRAP already in force in the region. Football star Lionel Messi's brief visit to Kolkata ended in chaos after angry fans breached security at the Salt Lake Stadium today. Messi appeared for barely 22 minutes, leaving thousands of spectators disappointed after failing to get a clear view of the football icon. Disorder broke out soon after his arrival, forcing organizers and security personnel to cut short the program and escort Messi out of the stadium. The event was abandoned amidst security lapses and crowd unrest. Second seed India will take on defending champions Egypt in the semifinals of the Squash World Cup in Chennai today. Top seeds Hong Kong will face Japan in the other semifinal. India stormed in the last four with a commanding 3-0 victory over seven seed South Africa, while Egypt eased past Australia 3-0 in the quarterfinals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.